Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, here back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I just need to take a few minutes, all right, to just clarify a couple things. A lot of people think I just do radio. Some people think I just do medicine. Some people, they don't think I really do anything. All right. Kind of just sit home and eat, which I kind of do a little bit of both. But I started a radio career in 2009, January 2009. And it wasn't that difficult because that was when Obama had taken over, and one of the biggest discussions that was out there was what's going to happen to healthcare. Because when Obama was running against John McCain, there was a lot of debate on healthcare plans. And I actually thought that McCain's plan was even worse than Obama's plan. So I was able to maybe have a neutral sort of, shall we say, discussion, you know, idea of what I don't even have the words to say it, which is so high. What the heck am I doing in radio? But anyway, I thought I could approach the topic very neutrally. And I went to radio, and I went to Phil Hendry, who is a god in radio, and you've seen him in movies and TV and all that. Phil Hendry told me that I need to go to Talkers Magazine conference, and I need to meet Michael Harrison. So in 2009, I went. Got to, you know, meet Sean Hannity and Alan Combs and may he rest in peace, and, you know, Clark Howard and Ed Schultz, may he rest in peace, and a bunch of people in radio. And I met Michael Harrison, and I was listening to him during one of the, we're talking 11 years ago, and he was talking about talkers. You know, these are people who are talkers, and these are people who are rising up in radio. And I'm like, I want to be a talker. And I had just started radio. I was at KLAV, and then I moved to KDWN. Worked with John Schaefer and Heidi Harris and Jim Dallas and Mitch Kelly, and, you know, and I was like, you know what, I'm never going to be in, you know, that class of you know, radio hosts, because, you know, these people are gods, and, you know, these people have been in the industry for years, and I'm a doctor that talks a lot and I have an opinion, and I always want to be a talker. And how do you become a talker? Well, one is you put in the time. You, gain affiliates, and GCN Network, you know, took me under their wings, and GCN Network gave me a home and allowed me to kind of go through the puberty I needed to go from being a local radio host to a syndicated host, iHeartRadio, XM Radio. So many people, helped me get to where I am today. And Talkers Magazine, comes out with a year, list of top 100 radio hosts. And a few years back, I was able to become a talker. And I was like, ah! And this year again, big thanks to Michael Harrison and the team there. They allowed me to be on the list again. I came in at 81. Yay! So I'm really, really excited. And the funny thing is, you know, I don't really tell you guys about a lot of mistakes I've made in my life, because I don't want to, you know, brag or anything, and I'm not bragging. It's just, I am not a risk taker. So most of the decisions I've made, I'm really happy with. Even Dirk, okay? Dating Dirk wasn't a bad idea at the time. So I don't really have that many regrets, but some of the best decisions I've ever made was marrying Corey, you know, having the two best baby boys ever, and starting a career in radio. And I bring this up because some of you guys are in between careers. And, you know, there's not a lot of money in radio. You know, we've talked about that. I mean, you know, some people are making bucks. you know, some of the top talkers, you know, like Sean Hannity, but, you know, he's also with Fox News, and he's a god. He's fantastic. You know, Rush Limbaugh, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Brian Kilmeade. So, you know, yeah, there is a business model. But what radio did for me, it wasn't about money, and it wasn't about fame, because the average person sees me at Walmart and, you know, comes up to me, and I go, oh, my gosh, do they want, you know, an autograph? They come up to me, and I go, gosh, should I fix my hair? Oh, my gosh, are they going to want a selfie? And they're like, ma'am, we don't wear pajamas out in public anymore, okay? Can you put some pants on? And so, I don't consider myself having, you know, fame. But what it did do is it allowed me to have a voice. And that has been very, very therapeutic. So when I have had issues with work or issues with other people, or issues with the country, or issues with the way we're doing things, I'm able to be heard. You know, having had jobs where when you want to fix something, or when you want to say, look, something's wrong, we need to get this fixed, and you being punished for it, that's not a very healthy work environment. A lot of you guys are in those work environments. Radio might give you that outlet. Now, mind you, you have to be careful, because you could say something on air and then get yourself fired. You know, we don't have freedom of speech. If you say something, you know, let's say anti-Coca-Cola or anti-Pepsi, and one of them is your company sponsor, you're screwed. So you do have, you know, responsibility. You know, you do have to be careful. But, you know, radio is a career, and it's, you know, we need people in the media. And we need honest people. And we need people who will say it like it is. And we need people that aren't doing it for fame or for money. They're doing it because they really want to get the word out. They really want to, let's say, calm down the fear. They want to explain what COVID is, explain why we have mask mandates, explain why the government does what it is. Does. We need clarity, and we can learn from each other, and radio gives a select few group of people that opportunity to give their opinion. Now, some of you are like, well, I can't do show business. I can't, you know, it's not like that. You know, you don't have to have a sex scene with Michael Fassbender. I'm, you know, plagued with that reality every day that I'll never get to do a sex scene with Michael Fassbender, especially in this post-COVID era. Well, that's what I heard. What I heard is Michael Fassbender did want to do a love scene with me, but because of COVID, now he can't. That's what I heard. So thank you, talkers. Thank you guys for, you know, listening to my show. If you guys didn't listen, I wouldn't have a show. And, you know, it's a real, real honor to be a talker. And, you know, if I drive you guys crazy, you know, just live with it, because if you turn me off, I don't have a show. God bless. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Segment. All right, this is going to be kind of an interesting segment, and it's not going to be very popular, but, you know, it's unfortunately, this is what we're dealing with. So whenever something newsworthy happens, it always seems to happen at Walmart. And before we start, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Jason and Daniel have been with me since the beginning for years, and just can't imagine doing radio without them. So big thanks to them. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to Walmart. So Walmart, all right, you know, Walmart always seems to get a bad rap. And if anything's going to happen, it happens at a Walmart. Well, in the last, I think, couple days, somebody in Florida pulls a gun on another customer because there's a mask issue. And I think in Florida or Louisiana, there was a Walmart shopper that decides to hit a police officer with their car. I need to get a little bit more information on that. That's some news that has just come in. So what the heck is going on, people? And, you know, so Walmart has announced an official policy that you need to wear masks. And I think this is Walmart everywhere. And CVS and other stores, I believe Kroger, have stepped up and said, look, you know, we're done with the mask controversy. If you want to come into our store, you wear a mask. Everybody wears a mask. Now, I'm not sure when this video took place, but you see a video, and I believe this happened in Louisiana, or was it in Florida? I think it was Florida, where another customer sees somebody without a mask and decides to take it upon themselves to tell that other gentleman to wear a mask. Well, that other gentleman decides to pull a gun. And mind you, there's a kid, you know, just there in the aisle. And this is kind of what we're turning into. We're turning on each other over something as silly as a mask that's stuck in people's pockets and has gum and dirty money on it and it's not being changed out and cleaned. And we are fighting and pulling guns on each other because of a mask. I what are we doing here? Not to mention, if you worked at that Walmart, right, and you're 16 and a half years old, it's your first job, you know, and, you know, maybe you're still kind of going through puberty, and so you haven't really grown taller, and so you're kind of in the maybe 5'5" range, and there's a big 6-foot-tall man that pulled a gun. What the heck are you supposed to do? So even though a lot of us have applauded Walmart for trying to keep things safe and saying, look, if you want to come here, wear a mask, I mean, we appreciate their efforts. Again, there's logistics. What do you do with an average crazy person that thinks pulling a gun is an appropriate response when somebody asks you about a mask? What do you do if you're a child and your dad decides to be a hero and go up to somebody saying you need to wear a mask? You know, and you really didn't want your dad to engage. I mean, you know, we have a lot of innocent bystanders here. And it's a rule that we didn't make up. It's a rule that was arbitrarily made by government officials. Well, Governor Kemp of Georgia is now creating a lot of buzz because even though they are for masks in public, he has said that local officials cannot overstep governor's executive orders. So apparently, in parts of Georgia, there's like a mayor that's going to charge you $500 if you don't wear a mask. Or there's other sort of restrictive policies. And the governor is like, look, we're pro-masks, but we're in charge. So we can't have all these counties go and, you know, make up all these different rules. Now, mind you, all right, in these counties' defenses, when we're looking at COVID and we're looking at the spread of it, some counties are doing worse than others. So some counties might not think that their officials, their elected officials, are doing enough. So they might want to protect their constituents more. However, it's a mess, all right? The governor of Georgia says these mask laws are non-enforceable. You can't put people in jail. You can't fine them if they're not wearing a mask. Now, I've been pro-mask. And I've been trying to calm people down about putting the mask on. Now, mind you, I've worn a mask for years, so I'm comfortable with it. But I found something very interesting. I was at a doctor's office yesterday. And I was at a doctor's office because my son had to get, like, his eyes checked. And they don't let mommies, you know, come into the room, even though my son really doesn't need his mommy in the room. And I'm his mommy. And I'm like, oh, my little baby, going to the doctor. I want to be there for my baby. Well, you know, they kept moms out. I almost wonder if doctors really want to keep, you know, the parents away. You know, because they're kind of a pain in the butt. Now they don't have to deal with all the questions. They can actually move faster. I didn't even think about it in my practice. Leave the family in the waiting room so you can get through the exam faster. I didn't even think about that. But anyway, so I'm sitting there in the waiting room and I'm wearing a mask. And all of a sudden, I found it very hot. Now, I might have had a hot flash, but I found myself wanting to take off the mask. And I'm not usually like that. Now, mind you, it was like 100-some degrees. Maybe it was starting to get kind of humid. Maybe it was because there were other people there and it's just the temperature in the room. But I found that when it's hot, I have a tough time with a mask. Now, Georgia, Florida, it's hot. It's muggy. You know, you could say wear a mask, and Walmart's air conditioned. So I'm fine. I'll go into a Walmart with my mask. I'll be comfortable. But, you know, for those of you guys that are like, why are people having an issue? It is uncomfortable for some. And I get that as a doctor. I get some people have breathing disorders. I get some people have allergies. You know, I get that some people hot flash. It's not very easy to wear a wet, sticky mask after you've just had a hot flash. So it's not the easiest thing. And the reason why I bring it up is not because I want to say some of us are weenies or whatever, but you need to realize why there's an issue. I get asked all the time, why are people having an issue with the masks? What's going on over there? Really, it's a mask. Well, you know, if you close your eyes and ears, you don't realize this growing problem. You have a lot of people there so mad about the mask that they have no problem pulling a gun out in front of your four-year-old child. That's a problem. All right? We have mental illness. And, you know, where if you ask somebody to do something and you kick them out, they're going to get violent. I mean, really, do you have to really hit a cop's car? Why are we going after the police for this mask mandate? So, you know, you would think, well, the mask issue should be moot. Everybody's on board. Everybody's not. And one thing that nobody is addressing is employee safety. All right. I see the occasional video. And I get told, though, that there's a lot more of these violent cases or these violent outbreaks that happen that are deadly even, that involve a stabbing, involving a shooting, and it starts with a mask. You know, fights always happen, and you know, people think, okay, well, I could say something because nothing bad is going to come out of it because all I said is one thing. Well, then it turns, and then it just brews. And that's what we're seeing, although in this particular case, it looks like some guy said, hey, buddy, where's your mask? And he decides to pull a gun. I mean, you know, we're telling each other not to engage with everybody because of COVID. But we sure have a lot of engagement when it comes to a fight. Are people looking for a fight? We've talked about this on the show. Maybe people want to fight. Maybe people want to kill. Maybe people want to just have it out. Maybe people are so frustrated that, you know, we're confined in cages and we're animalistic at our core that they just want to look for a fight. And I was really nervous about that with the lockdown because my husband and I have not fought the whole time. Very interesting. Now, is it because we know that if we did have a fight, there's only nowhere to go? You know, it's not like I can go to my friends or whatever. You know, is it because, you know, we've decided, you know, we're going to live with each other and, you know, be forever another 20-some years if we want? You know, no sense fighting over stupid stuff? You know, or is it because, you know what, we're doing okay. We really don't have that need to fight. But a lot of couples are fighting, you know, and I really worry that, you know, you being confined like that, you know, there's a lot of unpredictable behavior. So Walmart, a lot of stores are now saying you got to wear a mask. So make sure you have your covering. But, you know, for the growing population out there that is saying, look, what are you going to do? You're going to take me to jail? You're going to fine me? What are you going to do? It looks like some of the governors have had to step in. Now, what Governor Kemp is doing, is that, you know, a safe move? Well, if it's going to stop people from, you know, pulling guns on each other, saying, look, okay, we don't want people enforcing the law, or misconstruing our executive order. Our executive order stands. We want massive public areas. But, you know, you're not going to get fined. You're not going to, you know, some people say, well, that's too much of a weenie sort of executive order. You need to be more strict. Others are saying, yeah, you know, you can't be having people thrown in jail for a mask or trying to go back to work when you have all sorts of people looting and, you know, and stealing and, you know, hacking and things like that, and they're not going to jail. So we'll see what happens, but I hope that gives you some clarity of what's going on in Georgia. Georgia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people, and yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kaine, speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News. A group of U.S. diplomats are returning to China. From the Washington News Center, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 100 U.S. diplomats and their families flew to China Wednesday just as tensions are ramping up between Beijing and Washington again. The flight was the first part of the administration's plan to restaff the diplomatic mission in China. The U.S. working to eventually return over 1,200 diplomats and their families after the mission was evacuated in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. A State Department email on Wednesday said more flights are being arranged.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is calling it a tough day after some major accounts were hacked in a cyber attack. On Wednesday, the accounts of Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, among other major accounts, were taken over temporarily by hackers seeking cryptocurrency. Dorsey saying they're diagnosing the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't trust computers. I just don't. And when we had to go to electronic medical records years ago, I was very fearful of hackers. And I'm like, look, I'm responsible for my patient's information. And even though, yeah, somebody could maybe steal a chart, I felt like we had, and we did, kind of had our security down. We had the charts protected. And I just wasn't convinced that somebody wasn't going to hack into our, you know, database and steal social security numbers and things like that. Well, throughout the years, we've heard of multiple entities getting hacked, right? The Senate, CIA, Sony, and unfortunately, security breaches, no matter how vicious they are and how complex and how sneaky they were done, you're the one at fault. And every time I say, look, you know, if the CIA could get hacked, if Sony could get hacked, if the Senate could get hacked, people say, well, no, we're getting better, we're getting better. Well, no, looks like Twitter got hacked. Twitter is one of the biggest, right, most solid, financially solid, most internet savvy site out there. And apparently Barack Obama got hacked, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, huge accounts were hijacked at the biggest ever security breach, we're being told. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Joe Biden, Barack Obama were among the victims of a four-hour attack that saw hackers infiltrate Twitter's internal systems. Hackers infiltrated their systems yesterday. They posted bogus tweets from their accounts asking people to send Bitcoin. Publicly available records show that the scammers got more than $116,000 worth of cryptocurrency. Now, they said, luckily, the attackers only wanted money. People are now fearful that if they could hack Twitter, and they could hack accounts such as Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bezos, Elon Musk, then what could they do to an election? Now, apparently, if you saw some of these ads, Barack Obama's ad, and again, you see, to me, I could tell it's spam. Says, I'm giving back to my community due to COVID-19. All Bitcoin should be sent to my address below. Will be sent back doubled. If you send 1,000, I will send back 2,000. Then there's this really weird long code. He said, only doing this for the next 30 minutes, enjoy. That doesn't even sound like Barack Obama. Michael Bloomberg, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now that sounds like her. Guys, send me the money, I'll turn around and do this. Something that whimsical sounds more of somebody younger. That doesn't really sound like a Barack Obama sort of verbiage. You know, he's, you know, more calculated and more, you know, it just sounds more whimsical. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian West, Floyd Mayweather, Apple, Uber, Cash App, Wiz Khalifa, there's been, multiple large, and, you know, I'm surprised that they got even that much. I mean, it looks fake. It doesn't even look like a real, you know, a real Twitter request. And those people following Barack Obama are probably already following Joe Biden, so they can see they got the same request. Okay, it looked fake. But that's not the point. The point is that Twitter was able to get hacked. And Twitter is, like I said, one of the barometers of social media safety. Well, I guess not. Facebook has been hacked. These hackers will always have one up on us. And we want to have all our medical records and all our medical devices on computers. Well, we do. We want to get rid of all coins and have everything computerized, where we just flash a card or have just an account, like a smart cart. Yeah, really? And somebody, what happens when somebody hacks that? Now, what a lot of credit card companies are doing, and I don't know how long they could do this for, is if there is a hack or if somebody does steal, they say you're not responsible. Well, that's really, really nice. But they did that when times were good. What happens when times aren't? So Talkers Magazine was supposed to have a conference, and that was supposed to be in June. It had to be put off because of coronavirus to October, and then now it's got canceled. So I had a flight on JetBlue. I couldn't get the money back. Even though New York doesn't want people coming and they have quarantines and all that, JetBlue will allow travel credits, but they're not going to allow money back. And those travel credits have to be used within a year. Well, if that conference isn't set up in the next year, I just lost that money. Or I'll just have to go to New York for some other reason. Now, it's New York City, so I'm okay with that. Or I could, you know, use a flight anywhere. But what worries me is that money is not in my pocket, even though I spent it and I had to cancel the flight. It's in an account. And it's in an account, assuming that company still stays alive and still stays vibrant, right, and not bankrupt during this whole COVID crisis. And I understand if they gave everybody the money back, they would then go under. I get that. I get that they have to be very cautious. And I get that, you know, pain. There was a nearby institution that had a fundraising gala. They asked if they could keep the money, you know, and just give everybody an IOU, you know, gala ticket, you know, the next time they have the gala. You know, people can't give the money back. That's a problem. We're going to be talking about rent moratoriums and eviction moratoriums. You know, some people are still paying. You know, not everybody is, you know, for our businesses, we didn't get to stop paying rent. We were still required to pay rent. So if you have a tenant and, you know, they aren't paying rent, what are you supposed to do? So, you know, it's not an easy time. So I do worry about the airlines. You know, when I see that they're, you know, we're going to hold the money for a rainy day, I'm like, well, what happens if, you know, your rainy day comes and you don't stay alive? So, you know, what about the election? That's what people want to know about. You know, if Twitter was ill-equipped to handle this unprecedented attack, and it's Twitter, what's going to happen now with, you know, the election? Is Twitter going to be able to be hacked? Are people going to do less obvious hacks? And, you know, have a tweet from Barack Obama saying, look, listen, I hate to do this, but, you know, I can't sleep at night knowing that I supported Joe Biden. Guys, I really don't think Joe Biden's going to do the job for you that he needs to. What if he does a tweet like that, and it's right before the polls, and people go, oh, boy, you know, looks like maybe Joe Biden is the wrong guy. And then he's like, but I didn't do that. That wasn't my tweet. I mean, there's a lot that could happen. And it doesn't even have to be Twitter. I mean, it, you know, I mean, if we're, you know, if we're moving to, you know, this more, you know, electronic grid for everything, what's going to happen? So I'm nervous about the election. You know, I had thought that before coronavirus, it was kind of already cut and dry for Trump. Trump was doing well with the economy. Things were pretty stable. You know, I understand there was still a lot of divide, but, you know, it looked like things were kind of going in that direction. Then there was a lot of disarray, and, you know, even Democrats, you know, seem to, you know, they like Joe Biden, but they don't know if he's going to do the job that needs to be done. There's still people that can't stand Trump, and they will not vote for Trump. And there's people that can't stand Biden and won't vote for Biden. But now we have this whole kind of cloud of, well, some people are going to mail in their ballot. Some people might actually go in to vote. Are we going to get accurate numbers? If we're having trouble getting accurate numbers of COVID deaths, are we going to get accurate numbers of votes? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, on the police front, looks like multiple police department unions have been supporting Donald Trump. Interesting. You don't really see a lot of people see that coverage, but it's, you know, we're kind of having a picking and choosing and a cherry picking of certain stories, but we're seeing that the National Association of Police Organizations have endorsed Trump. Trump continues to criticize the movement to defund the police, and it's interesting because you do have a lot of people on the left that don't like that idea either. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, there might have to be reform, and with that reform, there's going to need to be funds. So if you're calling for reform of the police department, you're kind of in a way for more funding, you know, because you want them to use other sorts of means, you know, in terms of, and you want, you know, more training, and you want more transparency. So you could see, you know, what's happening on body cam coverage. So for those people that want police reform based on what happened to George Floyd, and it looks like there are, you know, a lot of people that do based on the protests, you would think they actually want then, you know, resources going to reform the police. Not always the case. Looks like people want to defund the police. They want police to go away. And that's been obviously a huge source of debate on, you know, is that better for a city or not? In New York, they have seen a huge, you know, jump in crime. Well, on the other side of the country, in Berkeley, California, we're told that unarmed city workers are going to replace cops to conduct traffic stops. And they want to do this to limit racial profiling. Now, anybody who has known a cop that got shot while trying to, you know, serve a traffic ticket knows that this could be very, very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. And I don't know who these unarmed individuals are going to be, but I sure as heck hope they're wearing a bulletproof vest. But apparently, after hours of emotional testimony, according to Daily Mail, and a middle-of-the-night vote by council members, they want to limit racial profiling. So the council voted for a committee to find ways to eventually cut police department's budget by half. They also approved an analysis of police calls and spending. And mayor of Berkeley, Jesse Arguin, conceded that the logistics would be difficult, but he said the minorities in the city feel targeted by police, and that requires change. So we are going to start seeing less, shall we say, officers on the street, and you will have unarmed individuals doing some of the law enforcement. He said there may be situations where police do need to intervene, and so we need to look at that. We need to look at if we do move traffic enforcement out of the police department, what does that relationship look like, and how will police officers work in coordination with unarmed traffic enforcement personnel? Now, some of you might be going, well, is traffic enforcement where many of these are happening? These, shall we say, run-ins and you know, accidental killings or, you know, possibly, you know, racial profiled alleged killings is the sector that that's happening, the traffic stops, you know? Or is it the domestic disputes? Is it the, you know, another crime? So, you know, maybe I'm naive, but I thought the majority of these sort of, you know, killings that seem to happen when there's trespassing, when there's, you know, maybe a crime being done, when there's a domestic dispute call. I'm sure also probably with traffic tickets, but this seems to be a pretty big move for one faction of it that might not be where the majority of, you know, police reform may need to be. So they say it's believed that the plan to separate traffic enforcement from police is the first of its kind in the U.S. Major, you know, cities are trying to do broad public safety reforms, including reducing law enforcement budgets following the death of the May 25th death of George Floyd. So should traffic enforcement be taken away from police officers? I think a lot of police officers would like that. I know me who, you know, tries to drive the speed limit. Sometimes the speed limit changes when I don't realize it. I'd personally like a little less tickets. Why do we have traffic cops? Well, because people speed. We have these horrible, horrible accidents. We just had an accident where a baby was ejected from a car because the mom was driving at 121 miles an hour. If seeing a cop makes somebody slow down or think twice, that saves a life. So, you know, sometimes traffic stops, they end up uncovering and, you know, being able to realize, you know, that they're searching for somebody, that kind of sometimes helps them search. There's debate on that, whether that's legal or not. In Arizona, they didn't want any sort of traffic cops calling ICE if there were any illegal immigrants being stopped at a traffic stop. But Mark Cronin, director with the Los Angeles Police Protective League, it's a union for officers, says, I think what Berkeley is doing is nuts. I think it's a big social experiment. I think it's going to fail. It's not going to take long, unfortunately, for traffic collisions, fatalities to increase exponentially. So Cronin is a former traffic officer. He said cities can't rely on unattended traffic signals or camera lights to catch bad drivers, and that people are needed to educate motorists on safe driving. Now, I've been asked that, too. I mean, many of these traffic lights will take a picture of you, and they'll clock your speed. So you're always being watched, and then they can mail you a traffic ticket. So, you know, some of these traffic issues could be dealt with that way, but you got a ticket, what, 2 days later? What about somebody that's swerving in the road? What if you have somebody on drugs, and they're driving erratically, and somebody needs to kind of pull them over and, you know, put them in their car and, you know, make sure that they don't, you know, continue driving and they, you know, get the medication they need and or the evaluation they need so they're not driving under the influence. Now, I guess from what I understand, these unarmed community members are going to be able to call a cop and then wait there for the cop to come. But, again, it's dangerous. Frank Miranda, former New York City Police Department captain, says traffic stops are one of the most unpredictable and therefore dangerous duties of law enforcement. There's no such thing as a routine traffic stop, and to perform them effectively and safely takes months of police training in and outside of an academy. So that's the other question. Who's going to be trained? How are they going to be trained? And, is it going to be appropriate? 9 U.S. police officers have been killed during traffic stops so far this year, according to data from the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund. 6 were shot, 3 were struck by vehicles. Now, I told you yesterday there was a police officer, a motorcycle cop, that pulled somebody over. They were in the left lane, emergency lane that we now have on our freeways. And I'm thinking to myself, I hope nobody accidentally swerves 2-3 feet because, God forbid, they could kill everybody involved that's just there. It's one of the most dangerous things, these traffic stops on a freeway. However, numerous studies have shown that black drivers are much more likely to be stopped by police than white for minor traffic infractions. And so Philando Castile was fatally shot after he was stopped for a broken taillight in 2016 in Minnesota. Sandra Bland, 28 years old, they say died in a jail cell 3 days after being stopped for failing to signal when changing lanes. So I'm not sure what other crimes might have been committed or why it ended up, you know, she needing to be in jail for that. But unfortunately, things that, you know, need some scrutiny and, you know, need some clarification. San Francisco, Berkeley, I believe, has about 120,000 people. So not sure if that'll work. I tell you, I don't, you know, I'm seeing right now some writing that's, I don't want to read what I write, but unfortunately there's people that are very, very anti-police, and maybe police just do need to take a step back, let the country, you know, see what happens when they're not there, and then ask for them back. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.